Time for some basketball talk as we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey there, John.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm doing pretty well. We're bundling up, getting ready for the big cold that's coming our way end of the week. Are you getting some of that?
Yeah, I think we're going to get some of that over here. It's some comeuppance for my extended trip down to Miami.
Yes, you'll be missing South Beach come Friday night, Saturday morning.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, I'm a New Englander. I think I can handle it.
Oh, there's no question about that. Celtics got a nice win, gift wrapped for them against the Lakers the other day. That was a much needed victory for them.
Yeah, you know, they needed to come out of that little three game skid, and you know, it's not pretty right now. There's certainly lulls, and I think their offense has had some issues as of late. But a win is a win. You'll take it. And, you know, if it comes at the expense of LeBron James, I'm sure a lot of Celtics fans would be happy about that, especially when LeBron James gets jobbed. I think there's a little humorous nature to that for a lot of Celtics fans.
Oh, there's no question about that. We're 10 days or so out from the trade deadline. What are some of the rumors that are swirling around about the Celtics, and do you put much stock in any of them?
Well, yeah, you know, some of the names that are coming out, like Jakob Poeltl, linking the Celtics there. I think there is interest, but I think the Celtics are interested in some of the names that are being thrown out there. But the problem is, it's like me being interested in Alfa Romeo. They're just charging so much for these guys. And you're not going to get the value from those guys that you're going to have to give up in terms of assets and players. The asking price for Jakob Poeltl is just too high. You're not going to give up a first-round pick for him. You're not going to give up a first-round pick for even an Alec Burks. And even if Detroit comes down on their asking price, there are other teams out there that need guys like Alec Burks, who is 6'6" shooter, and he's not going to, you know, wow anybody with his defense, but he's going to go out there and hit a bunch of shots. And teams want guys who are 6'6", can hit a bunch of three-pointers. So the competition is going to keep those prices high, even if the Pistons say, hey, we're willing to come down, but there are a lot of teams out there that are willing to pony up what it's going to take. So for the Celtics, they're just not going to give up too much when they've got a team that's already already has the best record in the league, that has a really good core. They're not going to shake up the core. They're pretty solid 1 through 7 or 8. So they're really looking to upgrade their 9 and 10 position, as Brad Stevens called it. They're trying to get foul proof. You know, if somebody comes out with foul trouble, you want to be able to plug somebody in that mitigates the loss. So I think they're just going to try to, most likely, if they can't find somebody in an actual trade, they're going to see if there's anybody that gets cut after a trade that could potentially be picked up, or look at the buyout market and see if there's anything there when that opens up. I just don't see any of the actual names that we're hearing about actually getting traded to the Celtics.
And what do they have for assets that they would be willing to move for a relatively minor deal?
Yeah, they do have the Dennis Schroeder traded player exception, which is just about $5.9 million. They've got a couple of salaries in Gallinari and Pritchard that they can throw together to get close to $11 million. If you have to throw Justin Jackson in there, they can increase that a little bit. There are complications here, though. Like, you can't combine the TPE, the Schroeder TPE, with anything else. You can only get somebody who makes $5.9 million or less. You got to fit into that slot or less. You can't say him plus other guys. And other teams have to want the players that the Celtics are offering. And the other thing is, the other team has to have the number of spots available to them. So a lot of people listening on this are going to say, okay, well, let's get Gallinari and Pritchard and Jackson, and you know, we can go get one $12.5 million player that's probably going to get somebody pretty good. Well, if the other team doesn't have the roster spots to accept those three guys, you can't get the trade done. Even if they're going to cut two of those guys, they have to be part of the team. It has to be legal, and then they cut them. So that complicates things. It does just lessen the possibilities there of what the Celtics are able to pull off. The one thing that I'm looking for is the traded player exception. You can use that to make a waiver claim. So if somebody does get cut and goes through the waiver process, the Celtics can pick somebody up that way. So if an intriguing guy that ends up getting cut as part of the process, the Celtics can go in there and use their $5.9 million and pick up a guy who's making $3 or $4 or $5 million in that scenario. So it's just a little offshoot that I'm kind of just watching for in case something funky happens.
We're talking with John Corrales on Downtown Brooklyn tomorrow night, and then a pretty busy stretch for the Celtics between now and the All-Star break.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a tough one. You got Brooklyn in that mix. You got a game against Philly in that mix, and they've been charging on pretty hard. You've got to go on the road and play Milwaukee in this mix. So some teams that you should beat, but some really tough a Memphis matinee in a couple of weeks. Like this is not going to be an easy little stretch for the Celtics. So yeah, this is going to be a tough one heading into that break. They're going to need to get their offense in gear, and these are important games. The Brooklyn game, the Philly game, that's going to be important for seeding. Milwaukee, that's going to be important for seeding and tiebreakers. So they're going to have to make sure they're playing at their absolute best. And, you know, Detroit, going from Milwaukee, come home, play Detroit on that All-Star game. It's going to be like last season. That game's always fraught with peril. You know, the guys are getting ready to go. Tatum's getting ready to go. He doesn't care about playing Detroit. He wants to go take pictures and hang out with all the other All-Stars. Jaylen Brown's going to want to do the same thing. They're tired. They want to go hang out and party. So that February 15th game is going to be something that if you're going to a game, that's probably not the one you want to go to because that has the potential to be a rough one.
Boy, what a ride for Joe Mazzulla, who last summer is an assistant coach and now is getting ready to coach Team Giannis in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, who would have saw that coming? Who would have thunk? But it's nice. I mean, I'm happy for the guy. Thrust into really tough circumstances with this team. A last second kind of decision. He's not able to hire any of his own people. He's got to kind of just slide into a plan that was already laid out by Ime Udoka and kind of make it his own. So to come out there and keep the team together, and a lot of this is the Celtics are talented. They're always supposed to be good. But there are a lot of potential loose ends here that could have really hurt the Celtics, and he did a really good job of rallying the guys. And yeah, they have had a recent kind of lull. You know, they went 21-5 over their first 26, and they're 15-10 over their last 25. So that's a little bit of a slip, but still the best record in the league and a well-deserved honor. I mean, the guy's really been working hard. And he's said all the right things, and he's really trying to put the focus on the players. So it's nice to see him and the entire staff get that opportunity.
Are you completely convinced that Brad Stevens is not playing Candy Crush in his office?
I am completely convinced that Brad Stevens, as someone put it on the comments, maybe he's playing Minecraft because he likes putting things together.
There you go.
But yeah. Brad is working the phones, no doubt.
John Corrales talking Celtics with us on Downtown. John, thanks as always. Appreciate it. And we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.